the Sentry affair had disturbed him. Not because Cyclos had been killed, he needed the dead bodies for his plans, but because one of the sentries, when Turl put the body in a coffin for transshipment next year, had had a criminal brand burned into the fur of his chest. This three-bar brand was put on criminals by the Imperial government. It represented someone barred from justice procedures, barred from government assistance, and barred from employment. It meant the personnel department on the home planet was careless. He had made an innocuous report of it. For a flaming moment of hope, he thought perhaps Jayed might be investigating that or looking for some such. But when he had a fellow employee mention it casually to Jayed, no interest had been shown. Turl simply could not find out what Jayed was looking for, nor why Jayed was there. The tension and uncertainty of it had brought him near to perpetual hysteria. And this morning, out of the blue, the animal had done something that literally stood Turl's fur on end with terror. As was his usual practice, Turl was stripping the day's photos from the recon drone receiver when he found himself looking at a photo of the mine site with a sign in it. There, sharp and clear at the load, was the animal steadying a huge 12-by-12-foot sign. It was resting on a flat place the animals had made back of the load. In clearest Cyclo script, it said, "Urgent. Meeting vital. Same place. Same time." That was bad enough, but a machine tarpaulin seemed to have fallen over the last part of the sign. There was another line. It said, "The w-" Turl couldn't read the rest of it. The stupid animal apparently had not noticed part of its sign was obscured. With shaking claws, Turl had tried to find another frame in the sequence that looked back of the tarpaulin. He could not. Panic gripped him. Gradually, his scattered wits collected down to seething anger. The panic died out as he realized that his was the only recon drone receiver on the planet. The telltale on the side of it that showed whether anything else was receiving was mute. He daily watched these photos and had exactly tracked the progress at the load. The animal he had captured always seemed to be there with a crew. While all these animals looked alike, he thought he could recognize the blonde beard and size of the one he had trained. This usually reassured him, for it seemed to mean the animal was busy and not wandering around elsewhere. The progress at the load was minimal, but he knew the problems of mining it, and he also knew they might solve them without his advice. He had months to go. 4 months more, actually, before day 92. He got over his panic and shredded the photos. Jayed had no possible access to them. But to directly link Turl with the project was not to be allowed. He began to imagine that the sign had started with his name and regretted having shredded it so fast. He should have made sure. Maybe it did start. Turl. Turl was not introspective enough to realize that he was bordering upon insanity.